read Psalm 118, verse number 1. You ready, honey? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. What a powerful verse. David is going to go on through the rest of this psalm expounding on this thought. And I just want to look at this verse, verse number 1 and verse number 29 in Psalm 118, and challenge us as we go into Thanksgiving how we can agree with David and what he said in Psalm 118. Let's begin with the word of prayer. Father, thank you for your precious word. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to gather here. I pray, God, that you'll help us, not just during this Thanksgiving time, but all the time, but especially as we emphasize it. And during this year when we've gone through so many challenges and difficulties, help us to look up to you. Help us to truly be thankful. In these next few moments, cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, think about the background of this psalm. Many probably think that it was right after David had finally got to the throne, dealing with Saul and all of the difficulty, finally being able to sit on the throne where God had called him to be. And he erupts in verse number 1 with all of these difficulties on his mind and the trials that he had faced. And he makes this powerful statement, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." And I couldn't help but think during 2020, when we've gone through so much as a church, as individuals, as a nation, and as a world, with all of these difficulties swirling in our minds and these trials, and many of them still current, how we could look to David and look to God during this time and in full agreement say these words with him, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." Three thoughts I want to give you from this verse. And I'm speaking it to us as a family, to us as a church family, and to anyone that's tuning in tonight. As you gather around the Thanksgiving table tomorrow, and it may look different. It may not be as crowded as it normally would be. You may not be able to have the people over or go to the places that you used to go or do the things. You may go to the store tonight and get some of the last things and maybe rush to a store that's open tomorrow and have to put a mask on and social distance and start thinking, all this stuff during Thanksgiving, this is messing up our holiday and messing up what we're used to. Traditions are whack. I want us to tune in to David's words, because he wasn't just saying it to those with him that day. God inspired him to say it for all of us, for generations to come. He begins by saying, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." I call this a passionate charge. He's saying to everybody, "I'm thankful, but join in with me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." It's one of the reasons I wanted my wife to be here with me. Let's give thanks. I want my family. Let's give thanks. I want the church family. As David must have said to those in the kingdom, "Hey, everybody, let's give thanks unto the Lord. Let's not complain. Let's not fuss. You want to have a competition over how many things have gone wrong in 2020? You got 20, I got 21. Somebody else got 22. Somebody else got 25. We could go all night long on how many things have gone wrong. But how about this? Let's give thanks unto the Lord." Now think about it tonight. We have so much to be thankful for. We can be thankful for each other. Thankful for our children, family. Thankful for our salvation. Thankful for our church. Thankful for our friends. Thankful for our freedoms that we can be doing this tonight. How about this? Thankful for this Bible. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Thankful for health and strength. You know, tonight I don't feel like I felt a year ago, but it could always be worse. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. You know, sometimes we're so busy thanking everybody else, we forget who we really need to thank. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. He's the reason why we have food on our table and clothes on our back. Too much food on our table tomorrow and Friday. And by Saturday, we'll be saying, "I'm tired of these leftovers." You know, if you have leftovers, that means you have a lot of food. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. This is a passionate charge. And so as your pastor tonight, I'm charging you like David charged the people that were underneath him. Oh, give thanks. And don't just hear my charge. Why don't you extend the charge? Before you dive into that food or into football or into fellowship tomorrow, look at your family. Look at your friends. Use your social media, your text messages. Instead of just talking about happy turkey day and happy gobble gobble, why don't you charge people like David did and tell them, "Oh, passion. give thanks. Oh, give thanks. But he didn't stop there. Unto the Lord. We got a lot to be thankful for. Let's give thanks unto the Lord. But then notice he says, for he is good. Wow. For he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. That's a passionate charge. But then he says, for he is good. Boy, that is a powerful cause. For he is good. Isn't God good? Well, you say my health is bad, my memory is bad, my feet are bad, my back is bad, my everything. Well, God is good. And he's good all the time. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Isn't he good? Mm-hmm. Amen. He is good, and he's been good to us. A lot of things have gone wrong, and more of them are going to go wrong. I wish I could say that everything's going to go right. And by the way, that 2020 is going to be, you know, it's going to turn over at midnight on December 31st, and everything is going to turn into wonderful, and we're going to ride happily ever after. Listen, there's still going to be bad things that happen on earth as long as we're in this flesh. And until we get to glory, I'll tell you one thing that's not bad. God's never bad. Mm-hmm. He is good. So give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. That is a powerful cause. And then he ends the verse this way. Because his mercy endureth forever. Mm-hmm. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. That's a passionate charge. Come on, y'all. Come on, give thanks, he's saying. But then he says, for he is good. That's a powerful cause. I mean, he's good. That's why we give thanks, because he's good. He is God, who he is. But what he does, he's good. He's good. He's beneficial to us. And by the way, not only is he good by what he does to us, he is morally excellent. He himself is good. There's nothing bad about God. So if we'll look at him during this Thanksgiving, we won't be discouraged, because we'll see a good God. Look at your trials, you'll be stressed. I mean, look at other people and you'll be distressed, but look at God and you'll be blessed. But then he says, because his mercy endureth forever. This is what I call a perpetual comfort. And I get that perpetual from the last part, forever. His mercy endures. Does anything in life last? Them collard greens going to last? Is that potato salad going to last? Is that ham going to last? Is that turkey going to last? Are those mashed potatoes going to last? Is that macaroni and cheese going to last? Is that homemade apple pie you make going to last? I wish. After a while, it's going to be gone. After 3 days, you're going to want it to be gone. It's going to go down the garbage disposal. It's going to get fouled away. You know, some friendships don't last. I mean, you can feel good one day, and as you get older, your good health doesn't last. But guess what lasts? His mercy. His mercy endureth forever. And what greater manifestation of God's mercy have we experienced than when he saved us? We deserve to die and go to hell. We deserve to be separated from him. But his mercy reached down and saved us. By the way, don't forget, grace is God giving us good stuff we don't deserve. But mercy is God not giving us the bad stuff we do deserve. His mercy endures. Hey, the next time you have trouble being thankful, think about God's mercy. It's of his mercies that we are not consumed. He's the reason why we've not fallen off. He's the reason why we haven't lost our salvation. He's the reason why, when there was no one that could save us, that he did save us and spared us from going to hell. His mercy endured forever. What's next year going to hold? What's next month going to hold? What's tomorrow going to hold? I don't know. But one thing I know, I'm going to wake up to mercy. I'm going to wake up to mercy. If God doesn't choose to come back in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ for another 5 years, and you say the prophecy shows that the world's going to get worse and difficulty and trials, and can we have another year like this? Some of you might be thinking, how long, much longer can we take it? We can take it. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. But David went through a lot getting to the throne. I mean, he started off coming into the palace and playing that harp, and then he defeated Goliath, and then he was anointed, and then Saul fought against him, and Saul tried to kill him, and they were hunting for him, and he was running for his life, even though the throne was supposed to be his. God said it's mine, but Saul doesn't agree. He went through tough times. Later in life, his son betrayed him. He fought battles. But here in this psalm, thinking about the victories that God had given him, he had challenges. He had difficulties. But he focused on God and he erupted in this chorus. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. You know, we say as a church family all the time, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. I don't know where you're going to be tomorrow. I don't know if you're traveling. Not a lot of people are traveling, but some are, doing it in a safe way. I don't know how you're feeling. You may wake up tomorrow morning, like some of us, and go, oh, here we go, this body again. But in the midst of all of that noise and chaos, why don't you take the time to dial in on this verse that David began and ended this powerful psalm with. Later in the psalm, he looks at Jesus Christ and the future reign of Christ and how the Lord is going to make everything right one day. And he erupted into, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. How many of you glad tonight God is good? From wherever you are tonight, say amen. Yeah. I know you got to go get to cooking, but pause what you're doing. Quit cutting up all them greens and getting them ready and think about the goodness of God. You couldn't cut no greens. You couldn't bake no pie. You couldn't eat no macaroni and cheese. You could not gather with your family if God wasn't good. He deserves our thanks because he's been good to us. Honey, why don't you sing a chorus of God is so good. He's so good to me. Will you?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. We wish you the best from our family to yours. May God continue to rain his blessings upon you. That's not an if. He will, because he is good, and we give thanks. Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Lord, thank you for this time together. I pray you'd help everyone that's going through tough times, battles, difficulties, trials. All of us are wondering when things are going to get better and get back to normal. But Lord, there's never been a time in our lives when we didn't have challenges and struggles. And through it all, you've been faithful. So Lord, help us to get our eyes on you. Help us not to get caught up just in the food and the football and the fun. And then we're going to get the shopping and the sales. And then we'll turn into Christmas and run into the commercialization of all of these holidays and hustle and bustle and get what we want and decorate and all. Help us, Lord, to stop and listen in on David. And not just hear him say it, but join in with him and encourage others. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for being good. Thank you for being God. We celebrate you this day, tomorrow, and every day. And we look forward to being in your presence for all of eternity. Bless now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for joining me, sweetie. I appreciate you. And to all of you, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe out there. Enjoy God. Eat up like you are losing your mind. No counting calories. No diets. No looking at the scale. Enjoy yourself. After this year, you deserve it. And then when you feel bad about overeating, think about this. His mercy endureth forever. I can't wait to see you on Sunday morning. If you get to come back and be with us, my, that's going to be fun, isn't it? We'll all waddle in here, overloaded from all that we ate. But we have goodness of God to be thankful for. In the meantime, 2020 Vision, say it together. Christ shall be magnified. One more time, 2020 Vision. Christ shall be magnified. I love you. I miss you. And I'm praying for you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.